not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I paid a price.
We're back. Michael Herzog, America Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up here, but second hour, I have Sherry Jackson, the lady that was, I don't want to call her the star actress, but she was prominent in Aaron Russo's movie Freedom to Fascism, of which a lot of you recall I interviewed Marcy Brooks, who happened to be a jury on a case in that movie. And I also have on the line Art Pollock, who, as a lot of you know, and if you don't, we're going to bring you up to speed on this. Sherry Jackson is having her own issues and difficulties with our friends, the IRS. So we're going to get her up on the line and talk a little bit about this today. Sherry, are you with me? Hello, Sherry. Art, are you with me? Is anybody with me?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, Sherry, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, hold on just a second. I want to find out if Art is with us. Art, are you with us? He's supposed to be on the line.
I'm here, Michael.
Okay. Well, Sherry Jackson, welcome to the show.
And
Thank you. Now, your reputation precedes you. You are a former IRS agent, as I'm sure all of my listeners, except for maybe a few of my new ones, are not aware. I commend you for your efforts. You are one of my heroes. And I give out freedom, I used to give out Freedom to Fascism free of charge to anybody that would watch it, and now on my website I provide free access to watch it online. And the message that you put forth, along with Joe Bannister, along with Marcy Brooks, along with Edwin Vieira, along with so many that I could name, there is no law. And that's the premise here. There is no law. And what is happening right now with Edna Lane Brown, what has happened with Irwin Schiff, what has happened with Larkin Rose, what has happened with all of these people, Dick Sim Cannon, and now you, we again have to stand up for truth and say, show us the law. Is that what you're doing, Sherry?
Exactly. And it's a shame and a disgrace that this continues to happen, and the American people have not realized yet that this is a big sham, because every time we ask for the law, instead of giving us the law, they beat us over the head.
And all of the people who have asked, Bob Schultz, Edna Lane Brown, Dick Sim Cannon, Irwin Schiff, Larkin Rose, the list is a mile, including myself. I fall into this. Now, I'm not as far along as some of these people, including you. They have not yet targeted me, but I have been in the same fight with these people for 12 years, asking them to do nothing more than show us the law. They cannot show us the law, because you know as well as I do, there is no law. But I want to... We're going to have a break coming up shortly, but after the break, I wanted you to share a little bit about what your experiences have been. I know that they're citing you now for what exactly is it? What are they charging you with, Sherry?
Willful failure to file,
which is a misdemeanor. Okay, which they have to prove willfulness, and they'll take a prosecutor into the courtroom. The court or the judge will disallow any evidence of which you bring forth the table, and the prosecutor relies on the fact that you had filed at one point in time in the past, and you know you should be filing because you filed before, and that's really their argument. At least that's what I've seen when I sit in the courtroom. Art, are you with me? Yes, you're there.
Yeah, I'm here, Mike.
Okay. Now, we're going to take a break. When we get back, I want to talk to Art a little bit, because he's got an idea he's come up with for a defense fund for Sherry Jackson. I believe you hired Larry Beecraft to represent you. We'll be back in three. Stick with us, guys. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?"
Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes medium mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I wanted to mention for the benefit, and I know most of the listeners out there are aware of Sherry Jackson, but I want to mention for the benefit of the new listeners, this woman is a hero for all of the people who have stood up and said, show me the law, for all of the people who have gone down the rabbit hole and done their education and realized that this entire system of taxation is basically a scam. Here is a woman that is not only a hero, like a lot of us that have stood up, but she is in the unique position of being a former IRS agent. She worked for the IRS, and she had the tenacity and the guts to stand up and to say, there's something not right about this. Show me the law. Now, Art, you have come up with a grand idea. This woman is being indicted. She's being harassed, just like Joe Bannister was, because they need to try to vilify her. You've come up with an idea for her defense fund that I'd like for you to talk about, sir.
Yeah, well, first, Michael, let me give credit where it's due. It was actually my wife that came up with the idea. I was trying to think of some way to help Sherry, but it just wasn't coming to me how we could do it on a large scale, and my wife came up with a good idea, and then we just ran with it, and we are keeping in touch with Sherry to make sure that everything we do is okay with her. But what we did was we're going to raffle off a package of books, magazines, newspapers, CDs, DVDs, all by some of the greatest patriots across the country, all autographed by the originator of the material. The list is growing daily, but if you just give me a chance, I want to run down what we've got at this point.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Dr. Jerome Corsi, Aaron Russo, Dave Von Kleist, Poker Face, American Free Press, The Idaho Observer, John Kottmeyer, Victor Thorne, Randy Weaver, Michael Collins Piper, Irwin Schiff, Ed and Elaine Brown, Joe Bannister, Bill Benson, Larkin Rose, Cynthia McKinney, Fort Fairfield Journal, Bob Schultz, and Jack McLam. And that is just what has come in since yesterday, and I know there's more coming. So what we're raffling off is a package to get every one of these for one lucky winner. We're going to have two runner-up prizes, which are going to be just about as good, but we're not going to guarantee everything is going to be autographed in those. And we are going to pick the winning ticket on September 15th. To the best of my knowledge, that is going to be cast over the Internet. So everybody that can watch the winning ticket being picked. The details for all this are on our website right now, which is SaveAmericasFreedoms.com. And we hope to have this on Sherry's website by the end of the week. Hopefully we're going to send her the file tomorrow, and then she can get that posted on her website as well, which is SherryPeelJackson.com. And I'm going to be very envious of whoever wins this package. But, just to be fair about it, we had to exclude ourselves and any of the donors from receiving any of the prizes. So for a $10 donation, this is an incredible lineup of materials for somebody that to receive.
So what we're talking about here is we're talking about a $10 donation, all of which that goes into the defense fund for Sherry. And the winner of this is going to get, as you said, books, tapes, magazines, autographed CDs, and so forth, all by the names mentioned here, of which, by the way, there's a number of impressive names in there. Some of these people I'm going to have the privilege of meeting shortly. They're very, very patriotic people in the movement. So, yes, I would say that the value of that far exceeds a $10 donation put in, and even if it weren't for that, even if it were just for the $10, what we're facing here is this is an info war. This is a war of Americans standing up, and especially this brave lady who is standing up, who was an employee of the IRS, okay, who is standing up and saying, this is enough of this. Her integrity will not allow her to participate in a job that is basically fleecing the American public under color of law when there is no law. Did I miss anything there, Sherry?
Well, actually, Michael, I had already left the IRS and started a CPA firm. I was doing taxes and whatnot. I had about 300 tax clients, which I was making, thousands and thousands of dollars when mm-hmm. I came across the truth, and I gave up that tax practice because I just like you said, I couldn't help people feed the monster.
So
I didn't know
I
was in the IRS. I didn't know about it then because nobody was brave enough to come and talk to me about it. But when I left, I started getting bits and pieces of the story. And when I finally got it all put together, I had a choice to make. Either I'm going to, be a part of this slave system, or I'm going to get off the plantation, and I decided to get off. And there's consequences behind that, but,
Okay, well, that brings up – it poses an interesting question from my point of view, is that hindsight being 2020, once you were enlightened, if you will, to it, and I'm sure that you, like most of us, did your own research and found out – trying to discredit it and found out it was true, then you look back at the days when you were within the IRS, and the training that you received in there, Sherry, what did you – I mean, looking back on it from – the perspective of hindsight, would you say that there was a conditioning, a brainwashing, if you will, in their method of training?
I don't know if you call it a brainwashing, but we weren't taught with the codes and regs. They would make up these little booklets, like the publications that they make. And in our training, we would go through these publications, and we would make A's on our test if we studied the publication. But what was in the publication wasn't necessarily what was in the code.
So at any point in time during your training or during your tenure as an IRS agent, did you ever see a copy of the code?
Yeah, I had the codes and regs, but they told us we didn't need to go through and read all that. It was too much. All we needed to do is be able to look something up in the code and reg if we needed it. For example, if you were doing an audit on somebody that was writing off a whole bunch of stuff, you needed to go to the back of the book and look up hobby loss. And, you know, you spell it hobby, H-O-B-B-Y, and then you go to that section, and it tells you how to get this person for having hobby losses and trying to write off hobby losses. It wasn't a study of the code. The only thing that you really sat down and studied was little publications that you were given, and they could be from 20 to, you know, 50 or 100 pages. You study those, and, you know, at the end of that training week or 2 weeks, then you take a test. And if you studied it well, you pass the test.
Interesting. Well, okay, so did you ever reach – I mean, you had mentioned the word audit. Were you in a position of literally auditing taxpayers at one point?
That was my position. I was a revenue agent. A revenue agent, mm-hmm. Unlike a collection division person or a criminal investigation division person like Joe, went out and audited people. First of all, when you first become a revenue agent, you audit individuals. Let's say if there's a person, he works for the phone company, but he took a whole bunch of money off on contributions, and they want you to go out and check out and see if this person really gave that much to the church. You know, you start out small, and as you grow and learn and take more tests and classes, then you move up to auditing, you know, small companies, like, let's say, a mom-and-pop grocery store, and then you move up to corporations. So all I did was I audited people. I went out, looked at the tax returns that they prepared, tried to see what was left off of these tax returns, and gave them a report at the end of the audit. And sometimes it was the way they would calculate extra income was so arbitrary. It's like if you had if you purchased $80,000 worth of materials, but you only put $40,000 on your tax return, I would give you a report saying that you underreported $80,000. Well, you could have borrowed that money, or you could have, you know, gotten it some other kind of way. But people were so afraid that 9 times out of 10, they would sign off on that audit report just to get the IRS off their back, and they really didn't owe. I know situations even right now where people are saying, you know, I really didn't make that money. I had an audit recently, and they're trying to put $20,000 more on there, and I know I didn't make that, but I don't know whether I should sign this thing or not. And I said, did you make it? No, I didn't make it. Well, do you have a spine? Do Americans have a backbone like the founding fathers had? That's the major question. That is the bottom line. I'm a bottom line person, and the bottom line is, for those of us who know that this is a fraud, you know, are we going to put up with it, or are we going to, you know, do what the founding fathers did, which is make some changes? Because it's long time for change.
Well, and as you've gone through your research, now another thing that brings to mind, and I want to ask you this before I move on, was there ever a point in time where you went out and audited somebody where, during your tenure with the IRS, that they ever brought to your attention there was no law, or that I don't see any legality in this or whatever? Did that subject matter ever arise?
Unfortunately not, because I would have found out, like Joe Bannister and John Turner, I would have found out while I was still there. What I think happens is, when people get letters from the IRS and they respond the way we respond, those letters, and they get shipped off to another area. So they don't go to a regular general revenue agent group. They get shipped off to a special area and get taken care of by other people. And I guess these other people are ones who have been conditioned to the point where, you know, they're not going to listen, sit down, and pay attention. For instance, the collections agents. I had some fine friends that were collections agents. They were making $70,000 a year because they had been at the IRS 12, 15 years. Well, yeah, some of them knew the truth. But if they quit the IRS, where were they going to work? They were going to go working for a credit card company for $28,000? They weren't willing to do that.
Not to mention the fact that they could very well have been ostracized if they brought forth any information that they knew about it. So you've got the double-edged sword there.
Right.
Not only are you going to take a cut in income, but you're also going to be vilified for the fact that you left. So, yes, I understand that position. However, you know, in my particular situation, I find it interesting that I've been battling these people nigh on for 12 years, thanks to Irwin Schiff. And I've gone down through the appeals process, and of course they've just recently rejected my appeal. But what I find interesting is that when I write them and I ask them for pertinent documents regarding my specific situation, they never answer me by giving me what I ask for. They always circumvent it by throwing something else at me that really doesn't have anything to do. Exactly. So you're playing a game with people, and if one of them gets caught in a position where they can't answer, they'll flip it over to another department. We got to take a break. We'll be back in three. We'll continue with this interesting subject when we get back. Stick with me, Michael Herzog, with my special guest, Sherry Jackson.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
And we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Sherry Jackson, and I have Art Pollack on the line. As most of you know, some of you may not, Sherry has been indicted by the IRS for, quote, a willful failure to file, and we are, well, Art is, and his lovely wife, Brenna, came up with this idea about a raffle of which they're going to give away a significant amount to the winner of information and material which will far exceed the $10 donation in which they are asking for from the listeners. Now, Art, I want you to give the website out again. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Right now it's on Save America's Freedoms, and that both of those words are plural with an S on the end, .com. And you can see a big red button there, easy to find. Click on that, and it'll take you to the page. It's going to give you all the details of this, and hopefully we're going to have it on Sherry's site by the end of the week so that you can go there, too. And for each $10 donation, it gets you one ticket, so the more $10 you send in, the more tickets you get, and the better chance you got of winning this package.
Okay, and I wanted to add here for the sake of the listeners. Now, I have personally followed some of these tax trials. I have attended one up in Detroit And I can tell you that the legal fees, and I know that both of you will agree, are open-ended. It depends on the length of investigation. It depends on the research that has to be done. It depends on the length of trial, how many witnesses there are, and so forth. So it's open-ended. So the more raffle tickets you buy, the more chance you have to win this the prize, which is far in a way better than the $10 or $20 or $30 or $50 that you would spend. So I would encourage all of you to buy as many raffle tickets as you can, because this is, again, it's a war, folks. This is for the truth to come out. Now, we know, and I took a trip up to Plainfield, New Hampshire. I took Randy Weaver with me to Ed and Elaine Brown's, and they are another set of great patriots who are standing up and saying enough is enough. Here we have another one on the line, Sherry Jackson, who was with the IRS, okay, who ultimately, through her CPA practice, found out that, yes, indeed, the patriot movement, the people that have gone down the rabbit hole, if you will, and have found out that this is all based on a lie, and the IRS itself, and Sherry, tell me if you agree with this, they're not even really, they're a government agency in a way, but they're basically a collection agency for an offshore banking cabal. Would you agree with that?
They're the bouncers for a club, and the name of the club is the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve is a non-auditable private banking cartel that collects over $30 million an hour in interest from the American people.
Very well put. I'll tell you what, I wanted to ask your thoughts on Ed and Elaine Brown, Sherry, and I've got a caller on the line here. I'm going to open up the phone lines after the bottom of the hour break, but let's real quick, you want to take a couple calls, Sherry?
That's fine.
Okay, let's go to Phil in Texas. Phil, you're on with Sherry Jackson, Michael Herzog, and Art Pollack. Go ahead.
Hi, Mike, and hello, Sherry. Sherry, I have a couple of questions. One, I heard on another program that if you receive a notice to be audited by the IRS, that generally where they get you is that people are, I mean, you freak out, I guess you could say, and you know, you're scared, and they send you this notice that you're going to be audited, and some people don't respond, and where they get you is by, I guess what they say, guilt by omission. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's, you know, what you want to do is respond to them however you're going to respond. If you are a taxpayer and you filed a tax return and you're being called for an audit, the easiest way to get them off your back is to bring whatever it is that they want from that return.
Okay.
But if you do not respond, then they'll go and do whatever they want to do.
Okay. And then my next question, I have friends. I mean, they I don't, I mean, even though there is no law, you know, but, and I've told them, you know, but yet they have to cheat on these things because, I mean, they can't pay their bills. It's difficult enough for them making it, and here, you know, they're getting these, having to pay some taxes and so forth. You know, and they're, you know, I can't blame them for doing that, though.
Okay, well, so I'll come, tell me your address, and I'll come to your house, and I'll shake you down so I can pay my bills. Because I really want to know your address.
On a serious note, though, the
Constitution gives our government 18 duties. They have gone far beyond those duties, and they're doing things that we, the people, have not told them to do with our money. And those who want them to stop doing that with our money need to take a stand. They have bills, but these bills aren't for us. These are personal bills. You're not going to pay my personal bills, are you? You know, they're bills that they made that we did not want. You know, so, I mean, I'm not going to get real political, but there's a lot of things that the government is doing that I don't want. And looking back at the Constitution, they're not supposed to even be doing it. Why are we sending billions of dollars over to other countries when we got people here that need help? That's the major one right there. We've got kids running around here uneducated and don't have any food. Yeah, we're sending billions of dollars over to other countries, and the Constitution says we're not even supposed to do that. So we have to get the whole country back on track, and we have to do that by reining in these people that are taking funds from your pocket and doing whatever the heck they want to do with it. And we're just saying, oh, well. You can't say, oh, well. Not for my children.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think the music is coming up. We're going to take a break. Phil, have you got anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with Sherry Jackson and Art Pollack. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Back, Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest Sherry Jackson and Art Pollock. And Sherry, I wanted to ask you, based upon the outcome of Tommy Cryer's case, how comfortable do you feel going into this battle with Larry Becraft?
Well, I like Larry, definitely. However, I'm not comfortable with the other side because it appears that a lot of people, like Ed Brown, have for some reason not been able to get their evidence for it. If the jury can't see what you believe and what you research and what you feel, how certain is the turnout of the case? That's the whole point behind the thing. If Ed Brown, from what I understand, Ed Brown got up.
Well,
and was ready
yeah, this
to
has
tell
been
them.
Part of the ongoing problem is that they have. I'm sorry, did I stop you?
Yeah, he wasn't able to tell them what he believed.
Hello, did we lose her?
Hello.
Okay.
Hello?
Sherry, you were cutting out. I'm sorry. Repeat.
I'm sorry. Ed Brown was not able to tell him what he believed.
Well, this has been an ongoing problem in the cases that I followed because I have personally sat in the courtroom, and there's a level in discovery of the evidentiary hearing, and the judges. Depending on what level degree of masonry they're in, evidently, they discredit or they disallow a lot of the evidence and that never gets to the jury box. Or in the case of Irwin Schiff, he told the jury, and as I'm sure you know, I am the law. I will tell you what the law is. In the case with Marcy Brooks, when she was in that trial, you know, that didn't fly, but it depends on the jury. And this is why it's so important. And this is why I give away copies of Freedom to Fascism anytime anybody emails me, and I announce it every day on my show, is that it's so important to wake up the American people. So if they are on a jury box in a tax trial and they know that there is no law, that they can just say not guilty regardless of what the judge says.
Exactly.
So,
education is the key.
Right. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Education is the key. And, you know, for those that really want to support me even beyond the raffle, if you have relatives and friends in the metropolitan Atlanta area, send them down a copy of Freedom to Fascism.
Anybody, all of my listeners know, and I have a specific spot on my website that they can go in and watch Freedom to Fascism for free. For several months, I had a helper named Bobby that was sending him out free of charge to anybody that called in or anybody that emailed me. And again, I say it's extremely important to make sure that as many people as possible are aware of the fact that there is no law. And it's very simple. And Ed and Elaine Brown are sticking their lives on the fact that there is no law. I have gone down the rabbit hole on this for many, 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 many years, and there's no question in my mind. I have never found a law. I have found inferences to, and you know this as well as I do, Sherry, it's all assumed liability. The wording is very clever, okay, but it's all an assumed liability. You know, you have to pay any tax that you're liable for, but they never tell you where the specific law is that makes you liable, with the exception of alcohol maybe or cigarettes or fuel tax or whatever. But in the case of income tax, they're very careful not to specify any law, because the income tax itself is constitutional, and it's constitutional because it's voluntary. If it were mandatory, then it would be against the law, because then it would violate the Constitution. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Dan, you're on with Sherry Jackson, Michael Herzog, and Art Pollock. Go ahead.
Yeah, great show as usual. I owned a business once, and I owed, I got penalties of interest of, I think, $80 for one thing, $120 for the other thing. And my ding-dong CPA didn't want to pay it, and so I went down and paid it. You know, at midnight that night, it was due, so I get there like at noon, you know, and all these people sitting around briefcases and all lined up and terrified. But I got my turn to talk to the interrogator, and I said, well, I'm going to pay both of these now before midnight gets here. And it was just like a crazy person. They said, well, which one do you want to pay? I'll say both of them. Which one pay? I'll pay both of them. If I just started screaming, I figured, I want to speak to your blanky-blank supervisor. You know? And so I got thought I was a jerk. And they finally let me pay both of them. But I'm wondering, you know, they time-stamped them. And I said, well, what if I don't pay but one of them? You're going to come to my house midnight tonight and kick my wife in the floor and take her bed sheets or something? And so I got to pay both of them. It wasn't easy. But I'm like, how many people's house does get the door kicked in and these jerks, like stormtroopers, go in there and just scare the crap out of you because they can? I mean, they didn't give you a penalty interest again, I guess.
Did
they
really
right? People's houses and just harass them at midnight, like I've heard?
Well, I don't know about midnight, but they do want to make sure that those of us that are fleeing the American people from the lie are brought to the forefront. We call them the poster children. So right now I'm one of the poster children. Anybody who's telling the truth about the situation, they feel like if they bring us to the forefront and bash us over the head, then everybody, all the other people, are going to scatter back to where they came from, which is a tactic that they've been using for years. And in July of 2004, as you will read on my website, they actually did that to me. I had 15 to 20 armed agents raid my home at 7:45 in the morning, and they were here till 5 o'clock, and they took all of my DVDs, my CDs, my tax research, my financial records, and had me and my family in one room. And I was angry, but I was expecting it, because that's how they operate. I mean, I'm out there. I'm a former agent with a whole bunch of letters behind my name telling people to go look up the code. I never tell people to file or not to file or to pay or not to pay. I tell people to do their own research. And that's what they don't want the American people doing. They want you watching Oprah and American Idol and Survivor and Grey's Anatomy, but they don't want you to go and pick up the codes and regulations and try to figure out what's going on, because then you're going to know the truth, and then it's going to have to fall down. So, yes, they do that, but they don't do that on a regular basis. They do that to people like me and Larkin Rose and people who are in the forefront trying to save our country.
Wow. I inherited somebody one time. They tried to sell them. I've been audited, I think, four times in my life. Mm-hmm. And I was audited once. My mother died, left me $150,000 and some land, and they said I owed them $7,000. I didn't pay the taxes, but they said I paid them incorrectly and sold them $7,000. Mm-hmm. And then after I got to, you know, blabbing, they knocked it down to $2,000. And they said that wasn't called an audit. It was called something else. It wasn't called an audit because they audit you so many times in a certain amount of time, they get in trouble, don't they?
They
only,
yes,
they
yes,
only audit
they do.
So many times they get in trouble themselves.
Yes, that's true. I mean, there's a lot that goes on in there, but the bottom line is, are we going to continue to tolerate the shakedown without actually going to do the research to decide for yourself? In other words, don't be fearful and take anybody's word for it. Don't even take my word for it. Do your own research. And then you got to make some decisions. Are you going to be afraid, or are you going to stand up for the rights of your family? I have two children. I have a son that's 17. He can't get a job right now. Why? Because he doesn't have a slave surveillance number, and I don't plan on getting him one. So we're going to have to work something else out for him, starting his own business or something like that. These are decisions that you have to make for yourself and your family.
Well, what is your website again?
SherryPLJackson.com.
How do you spell it? Sorry, Derry?
Sherry. SherryPLJackson.com.
Okay. And then if I get you can contact you and get that. I was told that there actually is $1 million fine if they overdo it, auditing you too many times and mess you around. You heard of that?
There are fines out there against the agents, but who's going to enforce them? They're all in the same club.
It never really happened then, obviously.
I don't know. I've not heard of it happening. If it did, they probably sealed that case up.
Wow. But no mm-hmm. judges, but you win. No judge is going to be on your side, are they? I mean, how can you possibly get a judge to go against the IRS if you're scared to?
It depends on the judge, Daniel. There are a few of them out there. Most of them have to play the game, or they're let go, or they're vilified. But there are ways to get around it. Larry Beecraft just proved it in Tommy Cryer's case. Each one is an individual. Correct me if I'm wrong here, Sherry, but each one is an individual isolated entity, and it depends on a lot of circumstances. It depends on the jury, depends on the judge, depends on the evidence that's produced. It depends on the way it's produced. It depends on how much of it can be produced. So there's a lot of different factors that go into that.
Are there any specific attorneys' names that I could call? An actual attorney, flesh and blood attorney, has got the gall to do this?
There are a handful of them.
Go ahead, Sherry.
I said there are a handful of attorneys that don't mind standing up for our rights.
What were their names be on your website?
Larry Beecraft and Tommy Cryer would be two of them.
And then how do you contact them?
Well, Tommy Cryer and Larry Beecraft both have a show on this network, so just simply go into the program hosts in the RBN website, and you'll find them.
Oh, okay. Well, great. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Yeah, you know, Sherry, on the topic that you were mentioning about your 17-year-old son and the problem with him getting a job, both my son and daughter, I have a 26-year-old daughter, I have a 20-year-old son. My daughter has been fired from her mortgage position because she refused to allow them to take taxes out of her check. My son, my 20-year-old son, has been not fired but has not been employed by four different places that he has gone to seek employment because they keep telling him he has to have taxes taken out. Now, he has never filed a return. Never
right,
has,
so which
never
means
will.
He doesn't, so that disqualifies him from having to give a Social Security number. What I was thinking about is trying to get a group of people together that have positions and have people that don't want to give a slave surveillance number or don't have a slave surveillance number to get together. And have these companies not have them as employees because, again, the definition of employee would apply to government workers. So mm-hmm. if there are people out there with positions all over the country that are willing to hire people that think and understand and know that they are not taxpayers, that would be great.
Yeah, I had an attorney on my show a couple weeks ago, Dave Marlette, who had a similar idea regarding the employment of American citizens or people who were legal in this country as opposed to hiring illegals. The same
right.
could be true for
right.
people that, yeah, for employers that did not want to participate. However, I will say this brings to mind Dick Simcannon with Aeroplastics because – he did the same thing in doing the research that we both have done and,
right.
and found that there was no law, yet they vilified him, they prosecuted him, and he's sitting in prison for 10 years. So we are facing a monster.
Right.
And, you know, and I'm sure that you'll agree with me, Sherry, the only way that we can continually fight this monster and win is for enough of us to stand up. And there are enough, there are a lot of people standing up right now. I don't know. Do you know, do you have any idea of the exact figure or close to a figure of how many people have just said, you know what, screw this, I'm not filing anymore? Isn't it somewhere upwards of 40, 50 million now?
I don't know, but I know it's growing. The number is growing. Thanks to Aaron Russo, bless his heart. Continue to pray for him and his health condition. But thanks to Aaron Russo and people like that getting the word out, because people don't read anymore. If you want to give them a 50-page treatise, they're not going to read it, but they will watch a movie.
That's true, and that's part of the problem, is that so many people in this dumbed-down, mind-numbed society in which we live, they will parrot what their favorite news commentator has to say, but if you try to peel away the onion and get into any of their own private thoughts, they don't have a clue.
Right.
They just tell you what somebody else told them to tell you or told them to convey, and you can't do that. And you're right, Sherry, these people have gotten away from reading. They've gotten away from doing any research. They're so lazy, they plop down on the couch, pop open a Pepsi or a beer, and they'll watch the nightly news with Katie Couric, and they'll take to gospel anything that she says, or Rush Limbaugh, the ditto heads, or Sean, you know, Insanity Hannity, or any of these clowns. And they're paid immense amounts of money to lie to the American people.
Yes, they are. They are. And that is really, really sad.
And not only that, but, you know, you take into consideration Rush Limbaugh has a $285 million contract, yet he also has a severe problem, or at least did have, with OxyContins. And I'm sure that he was taking those OxyContins not for pain, but to numb his conscience, because he knew he was lying to people.
Right, and all the other ones know they're lying, too.
Oh, sure.
But the money is too good, and they don't care about the American people, and they have all their money offshore.
That's true, and it's growing by leaps and bounds by the day. The level of corruption, and I know you know this, the level of corruption in this administration alone is insurmountable. It is worse than I've ever seen. Now, it's always been there to some degree, but these people have basically just taken the gloves off and says, "Yeah, we're corrupt. Do something about it."
Right, because they see the American people sliding back in the easy chair and watching Oprah and Survivor and American Idol. They feel more comfortable taking the gloves off right now, because we've sat down and given up. So some of us are getting the backbone, and I'm just praying that a whole bunch more will.
Well, I'll tell you what, in regard to, now you're early on, how many, if I might be so bold as to ask, how many counts of willful failure to file did they indict you on?
2000, 2001, 2002, and 2003. That's 4 years.
Okay, you got 4 years, and that's still a misdemeanor. And which brings up another point I wish to convey. Isn't it funny, and you were in the IRS, Sherry, so you know, isn't it funny that willful failure to file is a misdemeanor punishable by a maximum of 1 year in prison, okay? Now, we take Larkin Rose, for example. He wound up doing 13 months for the same, I think he had three counts, okay? But in any respect, isn't it funny that it's a misdemeanor to do that, but yet it's a felony to evade the taxes or to lie on a tax return? Okay, so really a person, and I have experienced this personally, a person is not only 8 times more likely to go to prison for filing a return rather than not filing, but also much more likely to do a lot more time and pay a lot more in fines for filing a return than not filing a return. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, the people who file and leave money off are getting more trouble. But again, you know, this is the, when they raided my home, the special agent, CID agent, gave the judge an affidavit of probable cause. He swore to some things. And when we went down the very next day to pick that up, the Department of Justice said it was sealed. We just got it back 2 months ago. And it says, oh, we're going to go in her house and we're going to find conspiracy to defraud the government, tax evasion, and a whole bunch of other charges. There were 5 charges that they said that when they came in the house, they were going to find. And that's why that was sealed, because they didn't find anything in here. They found a family of Christian people who were standing up for their rights. And so in the final analysis, all they have is the fact that I didn't file a tax return.
Absolutely.
And I'll pay any tax that I'm supposed to pay. Just show me the law that requires me to pay it. I know that, you know, the sales tax, I've looked that up, and if I have a business, I'll pay the sales tax. The property tax helps the firemen and policemen in my area. The gas tax helps keep our roads here great. But when you can tax a man's labor, he's a slave, regardless of whether it's 1% or 50% or 100%. This is an even exchange. If Michael, if I go out and cut your grass, I'm using my time and energy, my arms and legs and my sweat and my heart in exchange for a $100 bill, there's no gain there. There's
exactly,
no
and you'll
there.
You'll never get that time back. That time is gone. You've spent
exactly.
that on
so
the equal
exchange. Exactly, so it's an even exchange, a value-for-value exchange. And if the American people can understand that we have the unalienable right, it doesn't say inalienable right, it says unalienable. Unalienable means not to be leaned. We have the unalienable right to be able to eat and have shelter and clothing. And that right has been infringed on by none other than the Internal Revenue Service. So, you know, what is it going to be? Are we going to be slaves or are we going to be free? And you know, most of you probably can tell on the phone if you didn't already know that I'm a black woman, and I'm not going through that again.
It is the most clever form of slavery ever introduced into any civilization on the face of this earth.
Exactly.
And yes, and it's been able to continue and be perpetuated by the constant propagandizing and dumbing down of the American
and
people.
Fear, and fear, and straight fear.
Absolutely. We're going to go to a break. We're going to come back with some final thoughts. And Art Pollack going to give out his website again. I know you're still holding there, Art. Sorry about that. We'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog with Sherry Jackson and Art Pollack. Stick with us.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah. DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guests, Sherry Jackson and Art Pollack. And before the show ends, I want you, Art, to give out the website again. There's a raffle that Art's lovely wife, Brenna, came up with for a defense fund for Sherry Jackson, who has been indicted for three counts of willful failure to file. And I want to encourage everybody to donate to this. It's not really a donation. It's a raffle. You can get some, if you're a winner, you can get some nice mementos out of this that are worth well more than the $10 you put in. But at any rate, this woman is a hero, folks. This woman is one of the gutsy people that are standing up and saying, hey, there is no law. Show us the law. These are the people that we need. If we just think, guys, if we had 20 million, 30 million, 40 million people like Sherry Jackson, Edna Lane Brown, Irwin Schiff, people that have stood up and said there is no law, we wouldn't have this draconian system right now. Art, give out that website again.
It's SaveAmericasFreedoms.com, and both Americas and Freedoms are plural with an S on the end, no apostrophe, .com. Click on the big red button. You'll see it real easy. Get all the details. And I'd like to ask everybody to pray for Sherry on this one. And I'd like to twist a JFK saying where he said, ask not what you can do for your country, but ask what you can do for Sherry. Because if she loses, we all lose.
Exactly. Sherry, give out your website one more time.
The website that is going to have that information on is Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, P-O-P, as in Peter, E-E-L, Jackson.com, SherryPeelJackson.com. And I definitely want to thank Art and his wife for coming up with this and following through with this. And, you know, it's going to be a big help because, you know, we all want to win and we don't want to be stressed out. And I want people to have access to the transcripts of our win as soon as it's over. So we're working towards all of that, and I appreciate it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Sherry, you've got a lot of fans in my listening audience, and I'm one of your biggest fans. I commend you. I have the greatest amount of respect for you. I know what you've done. I know you've had the guts and tenacity to stand up for the truth, something I've been fighting for 12 years, and I cannot commend you enough. And I want to wish you the best. I'll be praying for you, and I know that this is going to turn out okay.
Yes, it will. Thank you so much, Michael.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on, both of you. Art, Sherry, thank you so much.
Thank
and
you.
Again, we'll all be praying for you. Okay.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Art Pollock?
Yes.
Sherry? Oh, you're still there.
Yeah.
I just said goodbye to you, Art. No.
Okay.
I was going to say Art Pollock, Sherry Jackson, two great patriots. Okay. Art's lovely wife, Brenna, has come up with this raffle, and it's something that, yes, in a way you're donating, but hey, you know what? If you win, okay, you'll come away with a lot of mementos, a lot of wonderful things that really I would envy you for, because a lot of these people that have donated what they are donating are very, very famous people in the movement, if you will. I've had the pleasure of meeting some. I'm going to be meeting others. And I tell you, I would be proud to stand next to any of these people. So, you know, buy your raffle tickets, folks. Go into the website. Art, I want to thank you so much for coming on and sharing that with us, okay? Art?
Yes.
Hello, Art.
Yes.
Okay. I want to thank you for coming on and sharing that with us, okay? And thank you for bringing Sherry on the show.
And I appreciate you for letting me get it out there, Michael.
All right. I'll be talking to you soon, buddy. All right?
Okay.
All right, bye. Okay. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to the end of another show. Now, remember, go into my website, folks. It's www.theamericanawakening.org. You can click on guests. You can see who I've got as upcoming guests. Tomorrow, I have none other than Deanne Burley, who is also a host on this network. We're going to talk about Sherman Skolnick. If you recall, a couple of weeks ago, I brought up an article, and I read it on the air, Sherman Skolnick, and when he was alluding to Leo Wanta. But we're going to talk about Sherman Skolnick a little bit because Deanne Burley was a good friend of his. And we're also going to talk about 9/11 a little bit. So that'll be a great show tomorrow. You want to tune in, same time, same station. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with John Stattmiller. He'll be coming up shortly. And I will see you on Wednesday. Have a good rest of the day. Bye-bye. It's true.